Welcome to the Manager Mojo Podcast. I'm Steve Caldwell, your host. And before we begin with today's message, let's begin with a special segment. Are you ready?
Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you.
Oh, I do feel good today. And I wanted to start this segment because I want it to be the feel-good segment. When you see people doing things well, I think you ought to talk about it. And so today I'm going to talk about one thing that really makes me feel good. And that is whenever I fly Southwest Airlines. I love Southwest Airlines. I'm an A-list customer and I fly them quite frequently. And let me tell you why I love them. I love them because of their people. They have the nicest people. They actually are kind to their passengers, and they're always willing to help. And I don't know about you, but man, when you're tired and you're trying to get on an airplane, just having a person that's pleasant, that will take care of what you need, that's awesome. And I totally enjoy Southwest. I fly them all the time, and I love the fact that they're efficient and they get stuff done. So kudos to Southwest Airlines. Thank you for being such a good corporate example to all of us.
Oh, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you.
Welcome, and I'm glad you joined me today. Today I'd like to talk about this topic. Do you expect perfection? You know, this is a very, very personal thing to me because perfection is one of those things that I've struggled with most of my life. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. I have heard many managers over the years that are under so much pressure. They've got so many things going on. They're juggling so many balls. They lose their patience with their people. And you know that nothing good happens when you lose your patience with somebody. But here's what happens when you lose your cool. This is what I've heard not just one, not just two, but multiple managers actually say. They were faced with an employee that made a mistake. And here's what they said. They said, "You made the same mistake again? What are you, stupid?" And you can just imagine how well that goes over for that employee, not to mention for the manager. At that point, you've totally lost control of your team. You know, it starts at home. We do this kind of thing at home with our children, and we get so frustrated with children that we'll lose our cool and we'll say something really dumb. And unfortunately, if we said that very thing to a child, we actually lower their self-esteem for the rest of their life. Well, if it hurts children, what do you think it does to an employee? I mean, it's not good when you lose your cool and you say something like that. But I know most of you are saying, well, gee, Steve, I've never done that. At least I've never said that very word or those very words to my team. But I'll bet you've been close in your career. And let me just tell you a little from my own personal standpoint. This is something that I really was not even aware of. I didn't even know that I had perfection tendencies. And it was many years before I really figured it out and that it was a source of some of the problems that I had. You see, early in my life when I was a child, I never expected perfection. As a matter of fact, my parents didn't even teach me that I had to make perfect scores in school. What they taught me was to always do my best. And so therefore, I knew I didn't have to make a perfect score on the test. I didn't have to make an A. I just had to do my best. Well, there was one thing about my natural behavior that my parents really didn't understand, and even I didn't understand. You see, I am naturally extremely competitive. And I'll bet that many of you are just like me, because you're in management, you're in leadership, that your natural behavior is that you're really naturally competitive. And you see, what I started doing is that I started competing against myself. When I heard those words, do my best, well, I naturally kept trying to overachieve for the next time. And I would do things that, you know, on the surface now look really silly. But back then, I didn't think too much about it. I was just going about being myself. I played sports, and I always wanted to be the best at what I did, and I always wanted to win. And that competitive spirit actually started going over into my learning, and it began to go over into all areas of my life, really even unknown to me. I'll give you a prime example of just how silly it could be. When I was barely 12 years old, we lived in the country, and we had a large plot of land that we weren't using, and so we planted a garden. And in the garden, we planted what we call these, it's really beans, for lack of a better word. They call them different things in different areas of the country, but most people call them lima beans. And they grew really close to the ground, and they were really difficult to pick. And yet, my father had said, Steve, you can pick those beans. They're really hard to do because you got to get on your knees. But if you pick them, you can sell them and you can keep the money and put it into your savings account. So I said, you know, that's a pretty good deal. I'm going to go pick those beans. And so I went down there with a bushel basket and I started picking beans. And you know, after they're really hard to pick and it takes a long time to get a bushel of them. And so I started competing with myself to see how fast that I could pick those beans. And, you know, the first hour I did a certain amount and I thought, man, that's not enough. I got to pick it up and I can do better than that. And I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. Well, the next thing I knew, by the end of the day, I had been in that field for all day long. I barely took time for drinking water, and I got just a bite of to eat during the middle of the day. But at the end of the day, I had picked 8 bushels of beans. And so I sold those beans and I pocketed the money. But I got to tell you, man, my knees were killing me. What a hard work that was to do that all day. You see, even in little simple things like that, I started competing against myself, and I'll bet many of you have done the exact same thing. So when I became an adult, I was still having this subconscious drive that said, I'm going to compete with myself. And the reality was, even though other people were reporting to me, I still had this competition internally going on to be better. So I wanted to get promoted faster, I wanted to make more money faster, I wanted to do everything in a hurry. And this perfection just started to take over for me. And so I did really dumb things, not exactly where I told somebody they were stupid, but it was the same thing and it was just as bad. I was just doing it wrong. You see, what I finally began to realize is that when I said things that were hurtful to somebody else, or that I was expecting them to achieve a level of perfection, I didn't really understand that that perfection that was coming out and expecting it of others is really the opposite of teaching. And I know today that in order to have a great team, you must be more of a teacher instead of a perfectionist. you've got to understand that when you expect perfection, what you're going to do is you're going to sow the seeds of failure. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. You see, perfection does something very bad to team dynamics. It actually makes your team members overly cautious. And when you have a cautious team, they don't perform very well. And they make mistakes that they never would make if they didn't feel the pressure of having to do it perfectly. And this type of demanding attitude that everybody has to get everything right really slows teamwork down, and it slows productivity down. That's not even a goal in management. In management, you should expect mistakes. As a matter of fact, you should encourage mistakes. And that was counterintuitive to me and to my nature. Why in the world would you want to make a mistake? Well, you want to encourage mistakes because mistakes are how people grow. It's how they get better. They learn from making a mistake, and they realize that, gee, my job's not in jeopardy just because I made a simple mistake. As a matter of fact, my boss is actually encouraging me to really reach out and expand my reach. And my boss is okay with me making a mistake. It totally transforms the team dynamic whenever, as a leader, you can encourage people to make a mistake and not hold them to this perfection level that just will kill productivity. You see, pardon me, people cannot achieve when they feel like they're under pressure of losing their job or losing their raise or, even worse, losing the respect of their leader. You see, that turns people in the opposite direction. And before long, they become people at work that are just going through the motions. So many managers tell me that, Steve, my team just is, they just go through the motions, they're disengaged, I can't really get them motivated, I can't move them forward. And yet when I start asking questions, they never look at themselves. They're always looking at what other people are doing. And when I start asking questions, well, tell me, give me some examples of what are you doing? You know, how are you working with each person? And they say, what do you mean working with each person? I had a team meeting and I told everybody what they had to do and I was very clear about it and, you know, their job's to go do it. I'm like, no, that's not what you do. What that does is that's setting a level of perfection for everybody. They've got to all figure out what you were saying in a group session, and then they've got to go execute upon it. That's not human nature, and people really and truly don't communicate well that way. It's not intuitive for us to understand that some people listen differently than others. In other words, you'll say something and they heard something completely different than what you thought that you said. This happens to all of us that have been in management long enough. We will think we were very clear with what we thought and what we said, only later to find out that people drew erroneous conclusions based on what they thought they heard us say. And so we can't expect people to be perfect listeners any more than we can expect them to be perfect doers. And yet, I've watched manager after manager kill their career because they refused to believe that they themselves were part of the issue. And we have to look at ourselves honestly in order to improve. As the leader, it's our job to adjust. It's not up to the team to adjust. It's up to us as a leader to adjust. And that means we have to really demonstrate our own imperfections. It's okay to make a mistake. Just on this little discussion I've had, I had to take some water and clear my throat. That's a mistake, according to most people. You shouldn't have to do that. You wouldn't leave that mistake in, and many people would edit that out. But I won't edit it out because it doesn't matter. It's okay if I made a little stumble there and had to have some water. It's nothing wrong with it. You see, just that tolerance to say it's okay to make a mistake really frees people up. It allows them to express their natural creativity. You will find that creativity will go and hide the more pressure that you put on it. And I believe that that's why so many people, you know, we've all heard of writers say they have writer's block. Well, they're putting pressure on themselves to put something on the page instead of allowing their mind to relax and their imagination to take hold. And great teams and great leaders understand how to allow mistakes in such a way that people's imagination can come to work with them. And they can figure out ways to do things better and more effectively and do them, yes, even faster. You see, that's when teams really feel empowered to take risk, when they know that their boss really has their back, that they're not going to shoot them in the back, but they're going to protect their back whenever a mistake is made. Those are learning moments for people. And if you're going to be great in leadership, you have to really start with yourself, accept the fact that you yourself will never be perfect. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to do things that are wrong, and that's just fine. If you're not making mistakes, you're probably not managing yourself correctly. You need to be making a few mistakes so that you can grow. And if you're willing to tolerate it of yourself, I promise you it's so much easier to allow other people to make mistakes in such a way that you don't feel like you're imposing your will on them. So, do you expect perfection? I hope you would say, I no longer do that, and that you will begin to give yourself a little freedom, give your team a little freedom, and if you do, I promise you, you're going to become the leader that others want to follow. Thanks for joining me today on the Manager Mojo podcast. Let's rock the world. Please encourage your friends to subscribe to the podcast, and I would love for you to share and connect with me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And don't forget to pick up your free copy of Manager Mojo, Be the Leader Others Want to Follow, by going to ManagerMojo.com and signing up to get your free gifts. Until next time, I encourage you to exercise your mojo and become the leader that others want to follow.